I am here in studio with four local chiefs, so we're going to talk about July 4th safety, which is an extra long weekend this year. Now, I'd like to say this is my top line here from the town of Marshfield, Police Chief Phil Tavares. I'll get a little music there. I like that. Fire Chief Jeff Simpson. From Scituate, we've got the Police Chief, and that's Mark Thompson. Hello, everybody. And the Deputy Fire Chief from Scituate, and that's Mark Donovan. Thank you so much for joining us today. Now, 4th of July this year falls on a Tuesday, so you've got the night before the 4th on Monday, and you've got this nice long weekend, and who knows what's going to happen with the weather, whether it's going to clear up or we're going to keep having some of this rain beforehand. I'm just wondering, what kind of precautions or directions do you want people to know about what's going to be happening in your busy coastal towns that really the population swells and a lot of activity comes in? Police Chief Phil Tavares of Marshfield, what are you expecting this year?
Oh, I'm expecting a family-friendly event. As long as everybody's safe, that's what we try to push. It is against the law to stockpile wood on the beach. It's against the law to bring alcoholic beverages on the beach, never mind drinking them, because public drinking is illegal. Fireworks are illegal, and fires are illegal. But, you know, there's lots of people that are going to be having parties, and they're going to be celebrating, and we encourage them to do so in a safe manner and celebrate their independence.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, Fire Chief Jeff Simpson, fires illegal. What about campfires? I know in Scituate sometimes in the past they've allowed that. Do they allow that in Marshfield on the beaches?
We allow limited cook fires with a permit.
And how, when you say that, how big?
3 feet, 3 feet by 3 feet.
Okay.
Cook fires only.
And how do you get the permits?
You can get them, you can obtain them at the fire station.
Okay. Now, our neighbor here in Scituate, I know you folks do a lot of things together, you know, make sure the beaches are patrolled safely, the roadways. In Scituate, any special considerations happening? Chief?
I think as Chief Tavares said, I mean, our focus has really been over the past couple of years to really shift to the family-friendly events. We have a lot of people coming into town, and we're really encouraging that. But the days of having the huge bonfires, you know, particularly in Humrock and some of the other beaches, we've really clamped down on that. So family friendly, come in, but again, it's the alcohol, it's the fireworks and things that we want to make sure everybody's safe.
I remember years ago, because I have been to some of those celebrations where they had like the old Christmas trees that people were saving, the pallets, and it seems like things are still fun, but at a much smaller, more manageable scale. Deputy Fire Chief Donovan, do you agree with that?
Yeah, the key word is family event now. The days of two-story wood bonfire structures being assembled with nail guns are long gone. We're seeing much more families, you know, enjoying themselves with small campfires, like allow the same dimensions as it allowed in Marshfield. We are using, we're recommending they use clean firewood, no scrap wood, no burning Christmas trees or any debris, just clean cut dry firewood.
Do they have to have a permit in Scituate too for a campfire?
We do not require permits.
Okay. And is all this stuff on the town's websites in Scituate and in Marshfield, all the guidelines for what you need? Okay, so
yes,
there's no excuse for not knowing that this should be happening.
Correct.
What about fireworks? Does that continue to be a problem? Like some people have like the really big fireworks. Chief Thompson.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it continues to be a problem. I mean, we understand what's going on, but they are still illegal in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And we've certainly seen some pretty significant injuries in the past, so we want to be really careful of that. And that's one of the other things in Scituate, and I think it's the case in Marshfield as well. There are no pre-planned events or no planned fireworks event. So in days of old, I think we'd have a lot of people come from, you know, from other towns and drop kids off at the beaches and things for the fireworks show. There are no planned or, you know, sponsored events in terms of fireworks in town.
Okay, and that key word with people coming from out of town. Chief Tavares, town of Marshfield swells during these big holiday weekends. Where do people park?
That's
a problem.
Much, yeah, we figured that it'd be approximately 100,000 people to come to town on July 3rd. That's our big night. It's bigger than July 4th. And they park all over the place. They park any place they can, but the most important thing is that wherever they park, we want to make sure that they don't narrow the street so that emergency vehicles can't get through.
Okay. And has that been, how are you able to police something like that when you say, like, people just parking in the wrong place and then take off for the beach? How can you keep your roadways clear?
Yeah, well, if it's a public safety hazard and we can't get through, we will tow the vehicles. But if it's in front of somebody's house and there's a party going on, we always try to educate the people first and ask them to move it.
Okay. Now, Chief Simpson, you had some good comments earlier, and I know you're an animal lover like I am. Pets and the noise from the fireworks and all the activity. tell our listeners what they should be doing to make sure their pets are safe that night.
Start planning now. Centrally located room in the house. Music, a little bit of music in the background can help calm your pets. That I know my older dog, he hated fireworks and thunder and lightning. So centrally located, pull the shades down, try to make it as calm as possible. But it is a tough time of year for pets, and it's just something that I always think about because, like I said, my other dog, he had a real tough time with
sure.
it, and a lot of friends and family have the same issues.
Oh, sure, with whether it's thunder and lightning or fireworks, and there's a lot of smoke,
yep.
there's a lot of strange smells around, too,
yeah.
so a good time to have a plan for your dog ahead of time.
And to watch your kids,
sure.
the little glow sticks around their necks and stuff like that is a great way to keep track of them. And the big crowds, we get huge crowds down at Brant Rock and Wrexham, same
it's a good idea.
In Situate. The glow sticks are great, just like on Halloween, you can keep track of them that way, and it makes life a little bit
That's a
better
good
and safer.
Now, Chief Thompson, tell me about Operation Dry Water. What does that have to do with? Does it have to do with the land or the sea or both?
So that's really, it's focused on the water. It's a national campaign that goes on each year where there's a focus on boating under the influence. And,
mm-hmm.
and we really look to go out and educate, and there's an increased enforcement going on in the water. So that's something that our police unit takes part in. Marshfield's Harbor Master will be out there as well, but we work in conjunction with the Coast Guard, Mass Environmental Police. So really, it's a heightened awareness. We're looking to educate and keep things safe on the water.
Chief Tavares, if there's a family on the beach and they want to have like a family-friendly thing, and let's say there's a group of rowdy kids nearby that might be doing stuff they're not supposed to with fireworks or whatever it is, and they think, well, it's not really an emergency, but they're kind of ruining my experience, my family's experience. What can they do? What should they do?
They should definitely call the police. One of the things that's working in our favor this year is that when it's dusk, the tide will be out, so the beach will have much more beach, so people could be spread out more, and
mm-hmm.
those that are performing illegal activities with fireworks won't be right up against the seawall where potentially could cause house fires. So, we want people to be comfortable. We want this to be a family-friendly event, and nobody should be afraid to call the police, because pretty much our entire police department, plus 4 deputy sheriffs, 2 transport vehicles, we'll have 50-some-odd officers working that night, so there'll be somebody close by, so don't hesitate to call us.
Okay, because sometimes we do get some of our listeners say, well, I don't want to bother them. It's not a, quote, emergency, but still call the 911 number?
Yeah, they could call 911. If there's illegal activity going on, report it to us. We'll go down and we'll take care of it.
That's terrific. And you, both departments, you all have websites and phone numbers. What's the best contact information for the town of Situate if you want to look at a website and see what the guidelines are?
So the town of Situate webpage will have information that will drive you
mm-hmm.
to both the police and fire pages, also the police Facebook page. We'll be pushing out a lot of information there over the course of the next week. Each day we'll be kind of pushing out some new information that will give you guidelines.
Okay, that's great. Gentlemen, did I miss anything? I think we covered all the bases for this nice long holiday weekend that's coming up, although I know you folks are all working.
I just wanted to say that people that are coming to town know that there'll be an awful lot of traffic, and the whole 139 belt will be bumper to bumper, slow moving as soon as the illegal fireworks are over. And so it takes a long time to get out of town. We open up extra lanes going westbound to help dump the traffic, but you will be sitting in traffic for an extended period of time. Additionally, in the days coming up to July 3rd and 4th, we will have officers on ATVs patrolling the beaches, and we'll fly a drone over to make sure nobody's stockpiling wood. And if they are, then we call the DPW down and they remove it for us.
Well, this sounds like quite an operation.
It is, and we work together. We work
That's
with
right.
the town of Situate, but we also work together with the town of Duxbury, and they assist us with the traffic as well.
So it's all about having a nice, fun, safe family holiday.
And that's what we want everybody to have.
That's terrific. Well, we appreciate everybody joining us today. Unless anybody has any parting comments, we've had the Situate Police Chief in here, and that's Mark Thompson, the Deputy Fire Chief from Situate, and that's Mark Donovan, the Fire Chief from Marshfield, Jeff Simpson, and of course, Marshfield Police Chief Phil Tavares. We're going to put this information up online, too, so people can go back and think, well, maybe I'm going to listen to that again. We appreciate you joining us here in studio.
Thank you for having us, Christine.
Thank you.
Thank you.